just zooming right along. Okay, now we're talking about food. It looks like foodstuffs. What's this the plant that grows out in the field and you pull an ear off of it and you eat it? What is that called?
That's corn stalk.
And if you eat it that way, and not with the corn cut off, but what would you call it, eating it? The whole thing,
A corn cob? Mm-hmm.
Would that you call it be eating corn on the cob?
Yeah.
Would you call it anything?
Corn on the cob.
Anything else?
No.
Okay. These questions may seem funny, but other people, call them roasting ears and a bunch of other things. So I just wanted to see what you
mean. Well, of course, corn on the cob is what I... But when I'm pulling them off of the corn stalk, I call them roasting ears.
Okay. And what is it that you pull down off the side of the ear? What are those called?
Shucks.
Okay. And I guess the sort of the flower on the top... Of the plant?
A corn plant?
Uh-huh. What is that called, do you remember? And then they're also on the top of the ear, those kind of fine hairs.
Hair things, uh-huh. Oh, heavens, what? Well, go on to the next one. I'll think of that later.
All right.
Tassels.
Uh-huh.
Tassels, I think.
Okay. And silk, is that what they...
Corn silk.
That was the other one. Mm-hmm. Okay. What about another plant that grows out here? You can either eat the shelled, dried parts of it, or you can eat it. You can eat the pod itself. What kind of plant is
peas
it?
Peas or beans?
Mm-hmm. Beans, I think. Can you name a few types of beans that you're familiar with?
Oh, there's the pinto bean, and there's the kidney bean, and then there's a little southern bean that my mother brought to Wyoming, and I've still got some of that I grow, and I don't know what kind of a bean it is, but it grows so that all the beans are right around the bottom, close to the ground, and it's very easily picked. So
that's a good idea. What about the beans where you eat the pod? What would you call that?
Green beans.
Okay.
Or string beans.
Which of those two would you think you would prefer?
Green bean.
Green bean, I see. Okay. And this plant right here.
That is a tomato.
And the tomatoes, the little tiny ones, do you have a special name for those? The ones that ripen?
Mm-mm.
Okay. You've ever heard of cherry tomato?
Yes, I buy them, but I don't
okay.
necessarily.
And that's what you would
Yeah, cherry tomato. Mm-hmm.
And the thing that grows in the ground, they grow so many of them in Idaho, what are those?
Spuds.
Spuds. Okay, are there different types of those?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. I grow potatoes here. I grow enough that lasts us through the winter. I have one more mess left to cook. I keep it in the cellar.
Really? What varieties are what
russets? The russets.
Okay.
And then there's the red butte potato.
That's great.
I always have to buy the seeds that mature early. So they don't freeze in the ground.
And there's another crop that grows in the ground. Occasionally you pickle them and they're red. You know what I'm talking about?
Beets.
Beets.
There's beets, turnips,
okay.
Carrots.
Oh, great.
I grow them all.
Uh-huh. What is another type of vegetable that grows out in the yard? There's summer and winter varieties. Sort of related to the
squash,
pumpkin.
Is it? That's what you
squash.
Want? Zucchini squash?
Are there different types besides zucchini?
Oh, yes. There's acorn squash. But I'm more familiar with the zucchini. That's about the only kind of squash that we can grow here.
I see, because the season's so short.
Uh-huh.